Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Good morning. This is Elaine Grohman on Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio. Today, I have the incredible opportunity to interview and for all of us to listen to Ken Kashua as he plays his beautiful music from Piestewa Peak in Arizona. Ken is known as a peace warrior, and he travels around, and we'll speak after he plays, but he greets this day every day at the sunrise to play music. And thank you so much, Ken, for taking the time to be with us today. We look forward to this beautiful opportunity to hear your work.
So it seems like it's not really great kind of a connections. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine. We can hear you absolutely fine. So whenever you're ready, Ken, you can go ahead and walk to where you would like to be.
Okay. Well, this is going to be right now, you would understand, so facing the east.
Yes,
so the Piestewa Peak is really quite center of the Phoenix, Arizona. So basically, this is going to be a full sunrise prayer. So hopefully it's going to be really great energy gathering for all of us.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
It's for you and for all of this universe.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. Happy Monday morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Hi. This was it. Thank you.
Ken, that was absolutely beautiful.
So Sun is here next to us.
What was so, I didn't know what to expect exactly, but what I was so amazed with was watching your energy change.
Really?
And how you, at one point as you started, you were standing in a large pyramid of white light.
Oh, really?
And a beautiful rainbow of energy appeared around you.
Right on.
So
I can't see myself, you know.
Well, it's, you know, the beautiful thing is the camera can pick up many things.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a vertical shaft of white light that you were standing in. So Ken, thank you. Tell us about what you do, why you've chosen to do this every morning at sunrise.
Okay, so right. So this mountain, it's called the Pais Dewa Peak. And this mountain, or it used to be called the Square Peak. But under the name of the Lori Pais Dewa, she passed in Iraq War 2006, March 23rd, as a first female soldier. And she's a Hopi, so, and then also, you know, this mountain, after she passed, you know, every year, March 23rd, have the ceremony under this mountain at the park. So last 10 years, I've been climbing this mountain and also the other mountain, that one, wait a second. Yeah, that one called the Camelback.
Yes.
Yeah, so those two mountains are kind of my place to be, you know, climbing. But after COVID started, I tried to maintain some way, you know, to make myself to do some commitment to pray, especially, ironically, the day I started was... the Piestas Memorial Day. Then every day started to climb with her energy and facing to east as a prayer. Hopefully, you know, this COVID situation is going to be better for all of us. So,
well, you've certainly touched the lives of literally thousands of people around the world as they've watched you on Facebook. And tell me, what have you heard from people as they've witnessed you be willing to get up early in the morning and go to the mountain and do this beautiful prayer?
Okay, if you don't mind, man, let me tell my people.
Yes,
from
please.
The mountain. So everybody, please say hello.
Oh, thank you, everyone. Thank you.
So she asked me what inspired what I'm doing to you guys or whatever. So if you don't mind.
What inspires me?
Yeah, what I've been doing.
Oh, it's our destination in the morning, and it's a great energy to start our days every day, every day.
Yes.
What's she's coming. Gift? She's coming every morning with me.
The gift to us.
It's a beautiful way to start the day. Beautiful people. Same ones every day, just about. It's a great way to have some community.
So those two people, you know, since I started almost every morning following me. And even she makes my breakfast every morning.
And how have you discovered that this helps you?
Is there someone?
How have you discovered this helps you change the way you start your day and how you walk through your day? This awareness of the light.
Absolutely. Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's even
we wake up in the morning, we're in the bed, just tired, not feeling a lot of energy. And then for me, I just think of, you know, listening to the drums and the flutes out here, enjoying time with everybody. And that gets me out of the bed. Once I'm here, I just enjoy it. It's just such a wonderful feeling, and it just gets you recharged for the rest of the day. After this, you're ready for whatever the day has for you. So It's a great change of mind.
Beautiful. Thank you.
And it's with, you know, we really need it, especially nowadays. So thank you.
Thank you.
Marcus something?
So Ken, tell us a little bit about the instruments you were playing, please.
Okay. Yeah. So the very beginning, I started to play the double, you know, flute. This is called a Native American flute.
Yes.
You know, so I'm not Native American. I'm a Native Japanese. But, you know, this flute gives me a lot of meanings. So one side is no holes. Then the other side has, you know, gosh, I'm sorry. I'm too short, guys. Excuse me.
Thank you.
So the other side has those holes. So it means this is like a regular flute. So it means that tone and the sound coming as a double. So that's the reason why it's kind of beautiful sound. And this is
I'm sorry, we seem to have lost you. Darn.
My trajectory.
I'm sorry, listeners, we seem to have lost there. Okay, we lost you for a moment. We have 2 minutes left.
Oh, so this is a traditional
Japanese drum.
Mm-hmm. Drum.
This is a taiko drum.
Yeah, taiko. We call it taiko drum. Yes, that's correct.
And you are one of the only certified you're a teacher of this particular drum. And you're one of the only certified people outside of Japan, is that correct, to play this?
Right. So then, you know, the drum rhythms I played was, you know, some traditional Japanese tune from Miyake Island. Also my kind of, you know, originals. But the flute, you know, the ending, I played that. Bamboo flute.
Thank you.
So this was the traditional, also the flute. And then, you know, this is from Japan. So the melody, you know, ending was Amazing Grace.
Yes, yes.
But before that, the sound, music was from Hiroshima. The song is, you know, 1,000-year-old tune. So, yeah, so my, you know, dedication and then also honor with my, you know, self is basically, you know, a lot of great artists here, there in the world.
Right.
But fortunately, I came to this country back 1998. You know, at the time, I'm a Japanese folk rock singer. I want to be a Japanese Bob Dylan, you know.
Ken, but, I'm sorry that our time is up, but I want to make sure that people can get to you at kenkashio.com to learn more about you and what you do. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. So make sure. See you later soon, everybody.
Thank you, Ken. Life. Thank you to everyone who helped you tonight, today.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. This is Elaine Groman on Earth Wisdom Circles and Empower Radio. No matter where we are across the world, we can bring our light to the goodness of what we need to change into as human beings. And thank you to Ken for dedicating your mornings every day to being with the day, starting the day in the best way. Thank you all.